Good evening, radio listening audience. I'm Gary Wallace, and welcome to our program, The Scorpion's Honey. Today's story, In Praise of Silence, was written by Otrova Gomez for his book, The Scorpion's Honey. Sit back and see how an alter ego can totally change what could have been an ordinary life. I remain silent when people talk to me. At times, I cut myself off from interacting with my peers and remain completely immersed in thought. The reasons for my silence vary. Sometimes I'm not interested in their topic of discussion. On other occasions, I judge their thoughts to be ridiculous or unimportant. Even when they repeat their questions and raise their voices to indicate urgency, I continue unchanged and silent, often making them conclude that I've gone deaf. This practice of mine has often led to serious consequences. During my years as a student, my teachers didn't realize that my failure to respond was not due to ignorance, but rather to my dedicated support of the silence of universal mutism. Their doubts were thus nothing more than unfounded criticisms. I have panic attacks when I'm around people who ask too many questions. I perceive them to be the perpetrators of many of the tragedies of the human species. My uncle, Umberto, is a perfect example of that. Had he only not responded when the priest asked him, "Will you take this woman to be your wedded wife, to have and to hold until death do you part?" he would not be going through the living hell that he now lives with Aunt Catalina. His marriage is like walking through life hand in hand with the person in charge of annihilation for the Gestapo. Unfortunately for him, his response made her my aunt and the mother of their 15 children. I have kept the real reasons for my silence in a secret reserve. I will now admit that I like not responding because it fills my very being with a gratifying sensation of absence. It's like being in a remote place, separated from the teeming masses, with the power to plant ideas in the minds of my inquisitive aggressors. I like to go mute when asked why I release all contact with the phantoms of my imaginations. They never seem appreciative or even aware of my self-control that prevents my unleashing an attack against them. This terrible conscious inclination to never answer spreads drama and doubt, especially during police interrogations by heavily armed officers of the law. They have no inclination towards or patience with that type of thought or action. Police often suspect beautifully worded poetry to be horrible nightmares that cannot be trusted. It is similar to coming home late with no alibi and finding your wife waiting up for you. Those of us who are engrossed in our own thoughts are treated unmercifully by the general population. Though it is not our intention, they feel snubbed and humiliated by our lack of response. That is the reason they leave us alone and separated from them. Even though all of that is true, I still love silence. I thoroughly enjoy being as quiet as a tree. Look at trees. They never ask or answer anybody. Sometimes, just for fun, I dial a random telephone number and stand in silence waiting for the response. I actually yearn to hear the silence of one of my counterparts at the other end of the line. I constantly search for accomplices who never answer either. I hope to find another who is captivated with a rich interchange of absence. The thing that discourages me is that I always get a trite verbal response like, "Who is calling?" I just say nothing and stay silently on the line until the other party finally gets fed up, cusses me out, and slams the phone down. Oh, poor, confused souls. Will they never learn that their love for audible answers is tying their hands and preventing them from enjoying the delights of silence? Alter egos can flaw the thinking of even intelligent minds. Tune in for another intriguing episode of The Scorpion's Honey. Thanks for listening to KETR 88.9. Your pledges make old-time radio programming like this possible. Your station needs your support. Donate safely and securely online now at www.ketr.org/support.